Yo, 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 it's Lo. Welcome back to my podcast, Teen Talk with Lo. Today I've got a guest here, Mr. Barry, the principal of my school. Mr. Barry, it's your first time on. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so my name's Ron Barry. I'm principal of Halstead Middle School. And we're a 4-8 building. We also have pre-K in our building. And as you heard, I'm Lauren's principal.
Great. Thank you. Today's dilemma is going to be probably the most common one, homework. Now, I know as a 7th grader, I have lots of homework, depending on the day. But what about you, Mr. Barry? As a kid, did you guys have a lot of homework?
Yeah, I think, we routinely had our math homework. We had our maybe a little bit of reading, some Shakespeare or something that we all probably struggled with. In our math, we had odds and evens, or just odds or just evens, depending on the teacher. And sometimes you get the answers in the back of the book, and those were good when you got those. But then the ones that you didn't, it was almost kind of like struggling through those questions. So, we definitely had homework, but, I guess my question to you is, as you are, involved in so many different things, in school, outside of school, athletics, what is a typical evening look like for a student today who does have that involvement, after school? And then, how late are you up to doing your homework?
Well, actually, depending on the day and the given amount of homework, after practice, which will end about 5:30, get home 5:45-ish, then you have the rest of your family to worry about, and you have to do stuff with them as well. So homework kind of gets a little bit pushed aside. But I would definitely say, yes, we're a busy family, but I would definitely say there's definitely time for homework. And I definitely would say that we can easily make time for homework. But as a principal, what do you think about it?
I mean, I just get back to, like, what's the purpose of homework? If it's something that is just drill and kill, I guess, is it a necessity? And the other thing too is all homework created equal? Meaning, like, you got Lauren, who she's, you're a pretty smart gal and you got things going. Mr. Barry might be, the struggling one. I might need more homework than you do. What's the point of you doing all this homework if you've already got it down, you've already mastered that skill. So, I think there's more to it than just like kids getting homework and if you think about it, especially from a kid perspective, like you're saying, I mean, you want to spend time with your family and you want to do, those things that are important in the evening. And I mean, there's some kids, obviously they just want to game, and hit that Call of Duty, but we need to make sure that homework is purposeful and there's a meaning to it. And I guess, do kids understand what the meaning of homework is? I mean, do you know why you have to do homework each night? Do your teachers tell you what the purpose of it is?
A little yes and no. Our teachers, a lot of times they just, which really kind of ruins me, but homework that we didn't do in class, I feel like that is when homework, I can see like if you didn't finish classwork, then you should get homework. But, I mean, if it's something that we haven't done that day, then it's not. And our teachers, they're really good. But I just don't know if they explain why we always have homework. But.
So on an average kid, let's say in, wherever America, when they get homework, what's the first thing that runs through their mind, do you think?
Well, I know mine is there a pencil sharpener anywhere close? But other than that, I also think about how quick can I get it done? And is this like a big effect in my grade? Like if I do horrible, is this going to be bad? But
I think that's real too, though. Like getting down to the purpose of the meaning of the value of it too. And so here's another thing too. Like when I was a teacher, if the homework was something that, Timmy could go down and copy from Joey and just get the answers, then 20 kids in my class all get the answers from one kid. Is that necessarily helping anybody? Or are we just, then I've got to grade the homework too as a teacher. That's tough, but really it's just one kid doing it, And so hopefully, hopefully we don't have any of that at our school, do we?
No, of course not.
No. But I mean, being real, it probably does happen some, you know, and I think that's what maybe we can gain both as a student perspective from your podcast, and then maybe even teachers and principals, like, okay, we can start having this discussion, and maybe we should get kids involved with the discussion of homework and what's the purpose and, you know, and things of that nature. I think the other thing too is that I have a question. I think all your friends or listeners are wondering, like, what are your tips and tricks for being good at homework? You know, how do you, like, so when you do get it and the teachers do have it assigned to the students, like, how do you become successful with it?
I would just say that you definitely have to keep going, because there are so many times that I'm like, you know, I could do this tomorrow morning, but then I wake up and I don't want to do it tomorrow morning. So I would definitely just say, it might be tempting to go play whatever Call of Duty, Fortnite, whatever you guys play. But I would just say, definitely allow yourself the time to get it done so that you don't have to worry about it and it's done and you feel confident about it.
So what I'm hearing you say then basically is being somewhat organized in your approach, mm-hmm. understanding how much time it's going to take and using your time wisely, but then also, you know, just being prepared to just grind it out if need be to get it done. Because if you wait, if you procrastinate, it's end up going to be worse for you in the long run.
Definitely. Yeah. That's what I would say too. So.
Huh. So then I guess, okay, then what about if like me, when I was a kid, I was thinking, you know, you asked me about homework when I was your age as a seventh or eighth grader. Like, I remember those homeworks that I got that I just struggled with. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't know how to do it. My parents didn't know how to do it. Like, what do we do for kids, or what tips do you have for them who, when they get something, they don't know what's going on. They don't really, you know, understand from class, or they can't remember. That was the other thing. You know, I'd have math first hour, and then I go to practice and everything else at the end of the day, and I get home and be like, I don't even remember seventh hour, let alone first hour. What do you do when you struggle, when you find, like, you know, you're stuck with your homework?
Definitely. That happened to me a lot. Like, my parents are older than, they're getting old. And so they did math completely differently than we did. Yeah. And so one thing that my math teacher is great, and he always says, I'm going to write it on the board. And so therefore you should write it down too. And I think that definitely helps, especially like we do like multi-step equations and stuff like that. And I'm thinking, how am I supposed to remember this? Like, and so, I think if you write it down, one, you're going to remember it better. Two, you can look back at that. And so whenever you do get that homework, you'll, be able to look at the question that you did, and you can see how you did it, the steps you did it. Another thing is notes. I like to write notes sometimes, just because I think when you write something down, then you're going to remember it a lot better. And yeah, so, and then you can always look back at stuff like that.
That's good. Yeah. And I think the other thing too, is just making sure that, you know, if you do get stuck, go ask your teacher, you know, go before school, go after school. If you can during lunch, I know some of our students go during lunch, and our teachers are open to that. Make sure you use them as a resource and ask them for help. We have a study hall after school, which is great for our kids too. If you don't have something like that at your school, you know, and you're hearing this podcast, maybe ask your principal if you know, you can get something started like that too. So here's my last biggest question I got for Hey Lolo. This is to homework or not to homework? That is the question. Kind of like Shakespeare, you get it to be or not to be. Anyway, if you were in charge of Halstead Middle School, you're the principal. You get to determine what the policy is on homework. What would you do?
Well, if I were the principal of a school, I would definitely say that any work that is not given in class is not homework. Or we have a writing teacher, and her policy is, I will not give homework. And that allows students to be, like, active in our school other than classwork. And I think it's good. That's something we need to engage our students. And that way we can do it outside of school as well, and you don't have homework to worry about. So I would just say, I mean, I don't feel like homework is needed. We spend 8 hours at school every day. I mean, yes, some of our classes are short, but I would say we can definitely still get stuff done. So,
yeah. Well, looks like Halstead Middle School might be having a new policy thanks to Lauren. So great job. So,
thank you very much, Mr. Berry, for joining us today. And thank you, listeners, for listening. We'll see you next week.